The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
No, why love you like I do? No, why do? Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do, like I do.
Chaz Palminteri is the man. We know and love Chaz from all his wonderful films, The Bronx Tale, legendary film. But I know Chaz as a long, long time friend, as a great citizen of this great country, a great Italian-American, brilliant actor. When Chaz walks into a room, he glides into a room, man. Let me tell you something. Tall and handsome as he is, epitomizes everything that's great about the Bronx, New York. Never, ever forgets his roots. Chaz, it's always an honor to have you on the show, my friend. I love you and sending you all my best. And thanks for joining us on a Friday, my friend.
Well, you're very welcome, Joe. You're very welcome. It's always good to talk to you, man. You got your hand on the pulse, what's going on in the world, especially New York. So it's my pleasure to talk to you.
Well, we wanted to. I got to ask you about all that, but I remember Joey Pants introduced. I think it was we were at Joey Pants' house, so you and Gianna and me, and I was with Kimberly at the time.
Right.
And and then you said, you know, if and this was Kimberly and I were there. It was early on. This had to be 20 years ago or more. And then you said, you know, if somebody gets around Gianna, my wife, you know, the wife ends up having a baby. And you said that to me, and I'm going, like,
true.
Really? And then she got pregnant with Mikey. I think it was right after that. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, you're very welcome. I don't. My wife has that thing. If you want to get pregnant, just go near my wife. Boom, she gets people pregnant.
It was so funny you said it's got this aura thing, and then you had the sixth sense. What I love about you, Chaz, too, and we'll talk about the issues of the day, but I got to tell you, you have a sixth sense. I have some friends like that, but very few and far between, where you could see things. You have a vision, just an understanding, and that's when you were kind enough, you and Gianna were kind enough to come to Michael's christening, and then you looked at Michael, you looked him in the eye, if he was 3 weeks old, whatever he was, a month old, 6 weeks, and you went, oh, I said, what? He goes, he's an old soul. You said, he's an old soul. And you nailed it right there. Right, Mikey? You can see it, right? Right?
Oh, you can see it. It's like this little baby saying, get me out of this stupid suit. Why am I wearing this?
It was great, man. Hey, Chaz, you know, you stay in New York. You are New York. You're everything great about New York. And I try to, every morning, try to be positive on the radio, brother.
Yeah.
You know, but what's happening, what's going on? And I know we'll get there. I know. I have confidence that we will get there. But they're doing things like about the assault on the police. And I know you're a big supporter of the NYPD.
Yeah.
And now now taking away the lights, in the memorial during 9/11. Chaz Palminteri, what's happening to our city, brother?
I don't know. I mean, I'm really upset by it. First of all, once you give people forget politics, forget everything. But once you give people the permission to disobey the police, that's it. That's it. Once you give people, I'm talking about anybody, you got to have law and order. Without law and order, we have anarchy. We have insanity. It's insane. You cannot do that. Whether somebody's right or wrong, you cannot do that. I mean, you were a joke. Come on. You're my age. When we were kids, Yeah. You couldn't say nothing to the police. I mean, oh my God, you said something, you were going to get kicked in the ass, you know.
Yeah, and your parents would set you straight.
Your parents would have said, well, you must have deserved it. You know, that's what they would say. You know, no, you can't do that. So, and you know what's really funny? Everybody wants law and order. The good people of New York and of America, they want law and order.
That's right.
You know, that's the problem here.
You know, and then I'm seeing, and what I see, even, and what I love about Chaz, but I'm with Chaz, we're down in New Orleans, I told you, everybody loves you, man. All the Italians revere you, but every ethnicity loves you. And you see some of the folks in the stressed areas, like coming from the Bronx and from stressed areas, you know, of communities that we always help, Chaz, you and I, but they want law and order. They want the police, because who are they going to call if they can't call 911? God forbid there's a domestic violence, right?
Well, they did a whole study, and they want the police more than anybody.
Yeah,
they want more police, not less police. You can't defund the police. They want more police because they're the ones who are affected. They get locked. They get locked in their apartments and houses at night, and they're afraid to come out. And that's not right.
Yeah,
that's not right. You can't have America like that.
No,
come on now. You know.
I know.
Just some people. You know, people hijack a movement and they use it to their advantage. Look, there's a lot of great people out there, a lot of wonderful people protesting. And protesting is the God-given right of America. I'm always for that. I say, thank God we have a country where you could protest the government. Look around and look at the other countries in the world. But you can't have violence. You can't put violence with the protesting. Then that's wrong. That's all I'm saying.
It is true. And you know what I love about you too, Chaz, and I told you this, I talked to you listening now, you're part of this family, radio family. Chaz and I are at Columbus Day last year with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. And Chaz is, you know the expression, work in the room? Chaz was working the parade. He's working the parade, kidding. He wanted to make sure. You were the best. He goes, I'm in the trailer. I have to tell you this, Chaz. This is the best. I'm in the trailer. Maria's there. Maria Bartiromo's there. Kenny Rosado's there for Channel 7, our buddy. And everybody's there. And you were with the late, great Phil, your buddy Phil. God rest his soul. He was there. We were all there. And you go, I got to go talk to the governor. I got to talk to the governor. This is what Chaz says to me. I go, why? They go, we got to keep Columbus, but we need Mother Cabrini. I go, Chaz, we're in the middle of a parade. We're about to go on TV. You're working. Darned if you didn't find Governor Cuomo, of all people.
Yeah.
And all I saw from where I was sitting with Maria Bartiromo and Kenny with ABC 7, we're about to go on to millions of homes. And I look and I see tall Chaz and you're taller than Governor. Governor's not a short guy. You're towering over him, talking down to the governor. And then I saw you like 10 minutes later. You go, we got the statue. We got Cabrini. We're going to keep Columbus. God bless you. Can you share to us what you said to Governor Cuomo that day?
No.
It was just brilliant what you did, man. And we thank you for that, Chaz, you know?
Well, I got to say, because Governor Cuomo was talking about it, and he really, when me and obviously the mayor got into that little bit of a spat about Mother Cabrini, you know, I thought it was wrong, that they just dissed her, and they said, well, we're going to do it on the next round. And I said, well, wait a minute, she came in first on the first round. And so, no, that's wrong, you know. And finally, when I spoke to the governor about it, he says, I know all about it, and it's going to happen. We're going to do it on... he thought about doing it on Columbus Day, about, you know, unveiling the statue. So I hope we still do that. But in fairness to the mayor, Governor Cuomo, he said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to have Mother Cabrini, and so I was very happy to hear that, you know.
Yeah, well, it was great that you spoke up for some, because when you look at Cabrini, when you look at Mother Cabrini and what she did as a citizen, how she covered the United States, Chaz, you know the history. With the Cabrini nuns know this too. She covered, and she was, and what was she? She was a spokesperson for immigrants, the Italian immigrants who came over. It's a fascinating story and a fascinating woman, Chaz.
Oh, she was like the original Mother Teresa, if you want to talk about it. I mean,
what she did,
67 charities she started. I mean, what she did for all immigrants, not just Italian Americans.
Exactly
now.
Right. Exactly
all
right.
Immigrants. And this woman, a great woman, you got to have a statue for her. Come on.
God bless you for that, Chaz. And also, if they – now, again, we got to get – you know, I go after Governor Cuomo when I disagree with him. Lord knows I do that on this program. But I got to tell you, he's standing fast with this with the Columbus statue. And I just think all we got to do is somebody even threatens that statue. We just got to put you out there, Chaz. You just stand out there. No one's going to come near the statue, you know.
Well, I mean, look, we're not talking about – look, you can't judge a man from 500 years ago from today's standards. Everyone was much, the world was different back then. And it's not, we're not celebrating Columbus, his life. We're celebrating the Italian-American experience of coming here. It's an Italian-American holiday. It's more than just Columbus Day. Columbus was the image. We took Columbus and said, gee, we made it our holiday. So we're not celebrating his life and what he did, Columbus. We're celebrating the Italian-American experience. This is our day. It's our day, and you can't take that away. Over 100 years, we've celebrated every year. No riots, no problems. We never had a problem, ever, ever on Columbus Day. So this is our day, and it's wrong to take that day away. Indigenous people, they have a day. They have their own day. Why do you want to take away our day for? And that's wrong. I'm sorry. You can't do that. It's not right.
That's not true.
If you take away Columbus, you're taking away, you're looking at Italian Americans and saying goodbye. No, you didn't, you know, you can't do that. That's wrong, Joe.
That's so wrong. True.
Again, I'm sorry, we're not celebrating his life. We're celebrating the Italian-American people. That's what we're celebrating.
And tell me about when your family came from Sicily, correct, Chaz?
That's correct, yes.
From Palermo? They came over. It wasn't your father. Was your grandparents?
My grandparents, yes. They came from Menfi, and they came from Messina. My grandparents came from there. I'm 100% Sicilian, and they came from there. And they... You know, they just worked hard. Do you know back then, you know, the Italian Americans, you couldn't give them welfare. You couldn't give them food stamps. Well, there were no food stamps.
That was a
shame. If you did that, it was a shame. You could never do that. We worked and we worked hard, you know, to pick ourselves up. And look, it's hard, and I understand that, and believe me, and I sympathize with everybody who has a tough time today. But you know, you just can't take away. You got America is a great country. Is a great if you work hard. Look, are there things that have to be changed? Yes, of course. Do some things have to be changed? No question. Look, Black Lives Matter. Do Black Lives Matter? Of course they do. Of course they do. Look, see, I'm one of those rare people. I have been a supporter of law enforcement my whole life, and I've done many things for NYPD and all law enforcement. But I've also been a big component of civil rights.
Yes, you have.
Okay, let me tell you something. I talk the talk, but I walk the walk. I've been down to the Bronx, and you could go. You could speak to the high schools, many people down there. I've been down there, and I spoke at many of these minority high schools and talked about the saddest thing in life is wasted talent, and talked to these kids. And done that. You could be both. You could celebrate the NYPD and also be civil rights. You could do that. I do that. I said, Black Lives Matter, of course they do. Of course they do. I cared about Black Lives Matter way before the slogan came out, and I was there. But the movement is important. But the organization, the actual organization of Black Lives Matter, I have questions about. And that is the Marxist views of what they feel. But the movement of Black Lives Matter, yes. But the organization of Black Lives Matter, I have questions about that. Of destroying the nuclear family, of hurting the nuclear family. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah. You know. Chaz, and you more than ever, and by the way, I'm looking right now, I'm posting this right now, the beautiful mural of you in the Bronx. That is such an awesome picture. It's a whole side of a building with Chaz Palminteri. Why? Because this man remembers where he's from, and you remember that. And when you wrote A Bronx Tale, and then people saw the brilliance of you doing your one-man show, which Chaz will do once this pandemic is over. Chaz, you have to see Chaz live doing The Bronx Tale. You wrote about all the horror that the black community had to go through. You wrote about it in The Bronx Tale.
Yes,
and
you paralleled it
with brilliant.
I wanted to show how racism is bred down from one generation to the next. Nobody born a racist, Joe. You don't wake up hating a certain color of people. You're taught that from parents teach it sometimes, or just people in the neighborhood, or just friends you meet teach it. So that absolutely is right. I mean and you can't have that.
You cannot
have that, and that's wrong. And so I'm just, you know, look, I've always said it. It's a horrible thing, racism. It's a terrible thing. And I wrote about it many years ago, and I still talk about it. I have an enormous following in the black, in African-American community.
Yes, you do.
Enormous.
You do. Yeah,
enormous.
I've seen it on the streets of New York, Chaz. We love you, man. Everybody loves you. I got to say, you got to Google A Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri. When we're back on the road, you do not want to miss one of the greatest one-man shows you will ever see. Is Chaz
thank
doing?
You. I tell people, thank you, Joe. And if they like to go and know more about my one-man show and what I do, they can go to my Instagram. My Instagram has all my dates. When I'll be doing the one man show again. I'll be coming back when the pandemic is over, starting next year.
Love it.
And so, just go to my Instagram, Chaz Palminteri, and Joe, you are a great Italian American. You are a great American. What you do, because you have a voice and you're out there, and I think it's important. And I think we must all support each other. All of us,
black, white,
all of us. We all got to help each other and make this world a better place. I know that sounds idealistic, but that's what we have to do.
Coming from Chaz Palminteri, I love you, Chaz. Thinking about you and Phil and Nick and the tough year you've had, my friend, but love you for being the great person that you are, Chaz. Proud to know you, Chaz Palminteri, you know? Proud to
God
know
bless you,
my you. Friend.
God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chaz Palminteri right there, my dear friend. Chaz Palminteri with Joe on the radio, 921 right now. Debbie's out there on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Wow, he makes so much sense. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you head to the LIE westbound. All lanes closed out by 112 getting into Medford. This is an accident involving a motorcycle, unfortunately. We're also seeing some delays here as you take a ride over to 84 eastbound getting out toward Route 9 in Fishkill with a collision. And over on 78 westbound out by 287, accident in Bedminster. The right lane is blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
I have to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because talk about great Italian Americans like Chaz. Iggy Giuffre is my buddy, and they have Bram Auto Group, right? And within Bram Auto Group is Route 22 Toyota. This is courtesy of our dear friend Sid Patterson, who bought us over, and Jerry Crowley, you know. They said, Joe, Route 22 Toyota. I said, well, let's meet the folks. I went over to Route 22 Toyota. If you're new to the show and you haven't heard me tell you this, I went over there to the showroom of Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And I went and I said, let me just meet everybody at Route 22. Iggy was there, and Alex Kinsella was there, and I meet everybody. Now we're sitting in a showroom on Route 22, right in Jersey, right? And so Iggy, they make pizzas. We got Dominic from DRK, and they're making pizza, and we're sitting in the showroom, and we're talking like I'm breaking bread with the Giuffres and Alice Kinsella and all the people for Route 22 Toyota. And I'm going, this is great. I'm in the showroom. And that's where Alex says to me, he goes, look, we got these great deals. And he starts telling me the deals that I tell you about every single morning, you know, about, you know, for qualified buyers, the 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Hey, zero down leases. This is what Alex thinks about it. This is the way they are at Route 22 Toyota. He goes, I'm going to give you a number, Joe. You have people call us. We'll take care of them. Put them in a brand new Toyota. 0% interest, zero down leases. You don't have to deal with dummies. You come in here. I just fell in love with Route 22 Toyota and with Iggy. And to this day, we are best buddies. And we love Alex and the whole family at Route 22 Toyota. And they're being very careful. They're wearing masks. They're social distancing. They're fogging vehicles. But you want the deal of a life to get into a new Toyota? You got to go over to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You can go to Route22Toyota.com, by the way. But let me give you the number on Alex's suggestion. He said, have them call me, and you're going to love. It's a family over there. The way they took care of Mike Gallagher, the way they took care of my sister, Carol, the way they took care of me when I had to get a car from Mikey. I'm telling you, they'll take care of you the same way. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or again at Route22Toyota.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
So if you want an estate plan, you got to go to Mike Connors. You got to do what I did. If you got nursing home bills, you don't know what you're eligible for, I'm telling you right here on the radio that you can keep your control, your choice over your assets. You know, you got to have complete control over it. Mike Connors, Connors and Sullivan's attorneys will customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. Now, you could schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home. It worked for me. And you got to ask Mike, and I know you're going to do it when you call him. You say, I hear Joe talk about the Mama Luke clause, that Mama Luke clause. Just mention it to Mike. He'll know exactly what you're talking about because you work so hard. There's always the Mama Luke that shows up. You know that, right? Mama Luke, oh, the Mama Luke's going to wait for what's he got? What's he going to get out of this, right? And you're laying there. You're laying there at the funeral, God forbid. And the Mama Luke's going, hey, can I get some of that? No. Get the Mama Luke clause. Ask Mike about it. He'll know exactly what you're talking about. 718-238-6500. You need a will, a trust, a power of attorney. You need a healthcare proxy. You need it. Mike Connors is the man. He is the man at Connors and Sullivan. And now you get a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself. 718-238-6500. And if he helped me, trust me, he can help you. 718-238-6500. Or go to, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's not an all-Italian show today, but I'm proud to tell you Tom Del Vaccaro is with us because he's an acclaimed author. He's a great speaker. He's the former chairman of the California Republican Party. And when he gets you olive oil, it's like the best olive oil in the world. So, Tom, welcome back to the show, Tom. How are you, my friend? How you been?
Como esta? It's been a long time. I'm doing good. I'm popular these days because I ran against this Kamala Harris woman, and apparently she did better than I did. I don't know.
Tell me, did you run against her? Tell us your history with Kamala, Kumala, Kimala. What is it? Kuma Kazada, whatever it is.
Exactly. Yes. Kamala, we both ran for the U.S. Senate, only she's had a gilded life. I know she wanted to tell the world how rough it was for her. But her parents did well. She lived in a nice part of Oakland. She became a DA, and then she became friends with Willie Brown. And Willie Brown's a kingmaker out here. And she became his girlfriend. She got him a couple of commission appointments in California, which paid her $400,000. And let me tell you about these commission appointments. She showed up to work once a month. So she did good. And then he helped her become the DA of San Francisco, and then they opened the door for her, cleared out the field. She became attorney general, didn't really have to run for the office at all, and that's important. I'll tell you why in a minute. And then they cleared the field really on the Democrat side for her to become the U.S. Senate candidate. And as soon as she shows up in Washington, what happens? She runs for president. And, you know, on Fox the other day, I said she's all vanity, no policy. People ask me, is she, you know, New York Times silly says a pragmatic moderate. Well, of course she's not moderate, right? She's the most liberal. But let's talk about pragmatic, because it depends on your definition of pragmatic. If your definition of pragmatic is you'll change your position to anything that's popular at that second so you can get elected, she's pretty, you know, pragmatic.
But you debated her twice, correct? You debated her twice.
Yeah, and then
give us the inside line, because you're a smart guy, and I don't get the whole Kamala Harris thing. I don't want to say anything negative about her, but I don't understand. I don't see any core beliefs or core values. Am I missing something here, Tom?
No, not at all. Look, she was a DA, and then she abandoned her DA position. She flip-flopped on Medicare and whether she's getting rid of private insurance. She, you know, at one point she said, let me give you a core example out here. She likened truancy to a crime and backed a bill to have parents be charged with a misdemeanor and fine $2,500 if their kids were truant, right? Why would she do such thing? Is it because she's so tough? No, it's because schools out here get funded based on whether your kid shows up or not. And so the teachers union wanted this bill because they want money. That's, quote, her core kind of conviction, right? So I did debate her twice, and she's light on policy. She's never even been around in one job long enough to like, make a difference, if you know what I mean. Some guys are in politics because they really care about foreign policy, or they really care about economics, or they, you know, Lindsey Graham's found his place with regard to, you know, judges and judiciary stuff. But not her. She's what I call a political social climber. Anyway, I beat her in the first debate. We're out here in crazy California.
Yeah.
We do this debate. They have a poll after the debate, and I beat her 38-33. Now, California is like lopsided left, and she does so badly in a debate. And you kind of saw that.
Yeah.
You kind of saw her on the national stage. Tulsi Gabbard throws a punch, and she, you know, that was it. I call her the Ernie Shavers of debating. I know you remember.
Great reference. Great reference.
You remember Ernie Shavers against Holmes? Yeah, one punch, the whole fight. I'm so glad you got that. Throws one punch to the whole bloody fight, and then it's over.
Yeah, it's so funny. Tom Del Vaccaro, man. Man, you got those Ernie. Always up for an Ernie Shavers reference at Tom on the show. Always appreciate that. But, you know, so you thought, see, because I don't see, you're right, I don't see conviction, and I see Mike Pence up against her in the one debate that they're going to have, Tom. And I don't know how you, and Mike Pence is a decent man, you know, he's true with his convictions, and if she goes off, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, if Kamala Harris goes off on him, it's because it was all negative. I was so disappointed when I saw that little speech she did when Joe Biden introduced her. It was like she was mean. She didn't have any initiative. She had no here's what we want to do. She was going in. Now, if she does that with Mike Pence, I think she loses it a big way. Yes,
and the thing about her debate on the big stage, Joe, when you have six or seven people, not really focused much on you. When you're one-on-one and it's against a Republican, they're going to actually talk about issues. Well, she doesn't study. She's kind of lazy, right? And she's cagey. She doesn't really want to say something, you know, at least back in the day. Now you're right. She's going to be the attacker, clearly, right? But she doesn't have any depth. Mike Pence, on the other hand, you know, Mike, I know Mike, that guy knows policy. He knows what's going on. So he's going to be able to take her on with all of his knowledge, and she's going to look like the person who doesn't know much. Now, it depends on the moderator of the debate. They pick some moderator who asks nothing but silly questions, then she might get away. But if she actually had to go and discuss the issues,
yeah,
she would lose that debate badly.
Are you gonna have Tom Del Baccaro with us, kind enough to join us? Tom, before we let you go, are you gonna? Did Mike Pence call you, or will you offer your count?
Listen.
Yeah, you go ahead. We will. I'm talking to Hogan Gidley in a second. I could mention, you know, get in touch with Del Baccaro out in California, because you could probably give Mike some pointers the way you slammed Kamala down in a debate, huh?
100%. You know, I was the first one to bring Mike for a major event out to California. He did a convention for his speech. Great guy. Can't wait for him to be president.
Wow, I hear that. Tom, listen, thank you, man. We love having you on the show. Come back soon, and, you know, when this thing is over, you got to come back in the studio. We're fans, Tom,
yeah,
Del Baccaro.
I miss New York. I really do. I'll talk to you soon.
We miss you too, man, and we'll see you soon. Tom Del Baccaro, you could Google. Check out the great books this man has. And he's a great speaker, and he's a former chairman of the California Republican Party, but all around a good guy. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hogan Gidley is going to join us momentarily live on the radio. Right now, Big Al standing by, as he always is, with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey will be using a combo of mail-in ballots and in-person voting for the November election. Governor Murphy announced on CNN this morning that all New Jersey residents eligible will get a ballot in the mail in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. There'll be a reduced number of polling sites open. There will be secure drop boxes. The retired battleship New Jersey will reenact a battle from the Second World War during its World War II Victory Day this Saturday in Camden. The occasion marks the end of World War II 75 years ago. The battleship will fire a 5-inch barreled gun and an anti-aircraft gun at the Toro 101, a replica of the Japanese fighter plane. The event will be free for ship volunteers and anyone buying a ticket Saturday morning. In sports, Thomas Nito hit a 2-run homer and a grand slam to help power the Mets to an 8-2 win over the Nationals at Citi Field. The Masons get a split of the 4-game series. Nets lost their regular season finale 134-133 to the Trailblazers in Orlando. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on 78 westbound out by 287. It's an accident in the right lane. Stop and go traffic on 84 eastbound, getting out toward Route 9 in Fishkill with a collision in the process of being cleared. And over on the northbound Van Wyck, moving slowly, getting up and out toward Kew Gardens. That's all due to some ongoing road work heading through that stretch. On the LIE westbound, getting out toward 112. Looks like an accident involving a motorcycle that is now off on the shoulder. Traffic is sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up is a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classroom today? Join at thinkitup.org. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up into the mid-80s as well. Alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love telling you about Balance of Nature because you could build up your immune system and you could do it naturally. You could build up your immune system and you could do it naturally with Balance of Nature. This comes from Dr. Douglas Howard. And when you call 800-246-8751, you know what the Howard family is doing? They're giving you your own personal health coach at no extra charge. For free, you have your own health coach. So what you got to do, if you would, go to balanceofnature.com. Remember the discount code, The Answer, because you'll get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751 And then you ask and you say, I want my own personal health coach. And they'll walk you through when to take Balance of Nature, what you need for Balance of Nature, what your lifestyle is. I love it because it's natural. And it's virtually, for me, a raw food, because in a vegetarian capsule, you have 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. There's no fillers. You see the commercial of Balance of Nature on TV? I know you've seen it. How beautiful is that? When you look at all the naturalness of Balance of Nature, all when they put it together, and then they take all the moisture out and they put it right in a capsule form, as natural as it possibly can be, as raw as it possibly can be, in a vegetarian capsule that does not upset your stomach and that builds up your immune system and gives you overall better health. I don't know how, when I tell you about Balance of Nature, you don't at least call and check it out, okay? Because it's so, I'm not making a clinical claim here. You got to be careful nowadays on the radio, but I am telling you, it works for me miraculously. And with my crazy lifestyle, I make sure I am meticulous in taking my Balance of Nature every single day. 800-2468-751, or go here. Start here, please. Balanceofnature.com. Just remember that discount code, The Answer.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled across the globe in search of patterns of evidence to support some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now, with the Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews some of the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. Is there evidence of how and where the host of Israelites could have traveled as recorded in the Bible? Is there evidence of the Egyptian army's demise in the Red Sea? If you've seen the first part of this investigation of the Red Sea Miracle, you won't want to miss the continuation. The results of his pursuits are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code FAMILY for 20% off. That's salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY, F-A-M-I-L-Y, for 20% off.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on am970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio 20 minutes before 10 o'clock on Salem's flagship station out of New York, AM970 The Answer. Around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com, we are honored to have you listening all over. And we're honored to have Hogan Gidley with us. This is a great kid from the White House. I'm old. I could call him a kid. He is the handling the 2020. He is the press secretary for the Trump 2020 campaign and doing a great job. Hogan, it is so awesome to have you on the show. And we always appreciate you taking the time for us, my friend.
Man, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on again.
No, you're like a great kid. You're a kid. And you know what, Hogan, I got to tell you something. As an aside, no, I'm telling you, I'm watching you, and you're great in the interviews, and you're right on point, and you're a young man, and you're the future of politics, and the president's just crushing it. He's crushing it. So now I got to get on the radio every morning, and I got to say, not only did those executive orders that he did from Bedminster just a week ago, that was brilliant how he did that, helping out folks who, not to get evicted, helping out student loans. That's the headline story. And then this epic peace accord with Israel and UAE. This is epic, Hogan. You're in the middle of history, and then I got to turn on the news and see who's wearing a mask and who's not wearing a mask. You know? It's, yeah. God bless you for fighting the just fight, Hogan. Yes, please give us your take on everything, if you would, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. It's funny how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they follow the science. You have to wear a mask all the time. They weren't wearing a mask when they actually gave those directives to the rest of us. And also, it was funny to watch Joe Biden on that bicycle, because he was wearing a mask when the CDC says you're not supposed to, but he wasn't wearing a helmet when you're exactly supposed to have one on. I mean, the way the media see these obvious hypocritical stances or actions that are just nonsensical, and they just every single time they cover for the guy, they make him sound like he's brilliant and knows everything, and it's very clear he does not. And so the president keeps moving forward, the campaign keeps moving forward, doing the thing like the historic peace deal yesterday. It's funny because he goes out and says, listen, we have this great deal between the Arab nation and Israel. It hadn't happened in 20 years. This is the type of peace we've talked about, the prosperity. All the experts said it couldn't be done. This president does it. And Joe Biden comes out and says, it's good. We're going to continue that type of peace. That's all he could say. We're going to keep doing it. But you didn't. In fact, the commonality that got this deal done was Iran and their ravenous appetite to build nuclear weapons, which Joe Biden's deal with Iran actually allowed them to do. And let's not forget, they sent over pallets of cash to Iran that the Biden administration admitted probably be used for terrorism. I mean, so let's not pretend as though he could have done the same thing. There's no way he could have got this deal done. Only Donald Trump could make this happen.
You know what? Well said, Hogan Gidley. And $150 billion in the middle of the night, they give pallets of cash to your point. It was inexcusable. And also, the one thing, and again, I don't want to be rude, but, you know, when Joe's talking, and Hogan, I don't want to be mean about it, but, and I know the president sees that now, you guys see it down there, but it's Joe Biden, in the timber of his voice, you could tell the poor guy's lost it, yet they're giving him such credibility in the press. So let's give him that credibility. Let's put aside his cognitive failures at this point. He's in President Xi's back pocket, this guy. When is the press going to ask him about Hunter and about taking $1.5 billion and giving China anything they want? When do we get there, Hogan?
When do we have the question of, are you going to stand by your decisions that sent 3.5 million American jobs straight to China? That's Joe Biden. And they don't want to talk about those things. He's absolutely in the pocket of China. We saw that with his position on favored nation status. We saw that when 60,000 manufacturing plants were closed, the middle class kicked in the gut, punched in the teeth because of his decisions. This president stood up for all Americans, regardless of race, color, religion, or creed. And so that's something we're going to have to continue to fight over here at the campaign to expose just what's going on. And look, Joe Biden is an empty vessel. I think that's pretty clear at this point. But I'm less concerned about the cognitive ability and more concerned about the policy. I mean, we're literally trying to come out of a recession where, for the first time since the coronavirus hit us, 3 months of record-setting job growth. And Joe Biden says, hey, I want to raise your taxes by $4 trillion, promising to do that. He said, on day one, I'm going to get rid of the tax cuts. We're going to tack on a $4 trillion tax increase. Hillary Clinton ran on a $2 trillion tax increase and lost. And Joe Biden said, $2 trillion? Hold my beer. Watch this. I'm going to double it. And on top of that, I'm going to flood the market with illegal aliens as I grant tens of millions of them amnesty. That's not a plan that's going to get us back on track. We have to keep the president's plan of tax cuts, deregulation. You know, I always say, you don't have to guess. So often in politics, I'm going to do this. I want to do this. But with these two men, you don't have to guess how an economy would look under Joe Biden. We saw it for 8 years. We saw the depressed wages. We saw the joblessness. We saw the struggles for the average man and woman across this country. Donald Trump comes in, turns it around on a dime with record-setting gains in the stock market. I mean, we saw more jobs than there were people to fill them with African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, women employed at record numbers. So we know he can rebuild the economy. He's done it once, and he's doing it again. We cannot go backwards with Joe Biden and his regressive economic policies.
Hogan Gidley on fire this morning with Piscopo on the radio. We love it, Hogan. If you could stay with us just a little while longer. I love it. We're talking to Mike Gallagher, comes up next. And Mike informed that the New York Times even raved about the president's peace accord. This is huge. The New York Times, man. I'm telling you, there's hope. But I want to ask you, Hogan, if I can, how is the campaign? You, as the national press secretary for the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, tell me the campaign. What do we have to do? Because you can't be complacent. And by the way, I'm objective and I understand criticisms and I hear everybody and I hear all sides. But there's only one choice that you cannot go to what you just laid out is exactly why you cannot vote for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. How is the campaign, the Donald Trump campaign, going? And what can we do to help you, sir?
It's going really well, and I have to tell you, when you look at the record of jobs on with Joe Biden, how horrible it was, as I just laid out, you also don't have to guess how our streets would look under Joe Biden, because we've seen that for the last 10-12 weeks. People are being dragged out, innocent Americans, into the middle of the streets, beaten within an inch of their lives. just for simply defending the business they created. You see the rioting, the looting, the burning of churches and federal buildings. And Joe Biden didn't do anything except pop his head out of his hidey hole and say, hey, when asked, should we redirect funding, can we defund the police? He says, yes, absolutely. Let me be clear. $1 billion taken away from the NYPD. That's just absolutely ridiculous, something that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris support. But the media keeps saying, no, Hogan, you're wrong. Redirect funding isn't the same thing as defund. Okay, Joe, if you don't think redirect is the same thing as defund, then let me redirect your paycheck into my bank account. Okay? It's defunding. Everyone knows that. But we cannot let this lawlessness continue. And they're making excuses for it on one hand, and on the other saying it's not even happening. Joe Biden says it's peaceful. This president and this campaign is about getting back with law and order, safety and security, so that our American families can thrive. And with Joe Biden, your job isn't safe, your families clearly aren't safe, and your American way of life is not safe with Joe Biden, because he's waging war on all three. When you openly state you want to remake America, you're now embracing radical left policies in the image of socialist nations. You cannot move forward with that and say America's a great place. I mean, the America Last crowd is the Joe Biden crowd. And just yesterday, we found out their campaign is concerned because if we come up with a vaccine or we actually get some therapeutics before the election, it could hurt them politically.
That's right.
How disgusting and gross is that? It is not about that. It's about making sure the American people are safe, and they're still so concerned with playing politics. You need to get involved. Go online. Check us out. We've had over 1 billion views on our social media platform. Joe Biden logs on and does these little shows on his website. He has 19 viewers at any given time. I'm pretty sure 17 of those are members of the media just looking to donate, and the other two are staffers that have to be there. I mean, the momentum, the enthusiasm, the excitement, it's on our side. We're going to win this thing. Get online, get involved, and make this country great.
We love you on the show, man. Hogan Gidley, you are awesome, man. Keep that fight, my brother. God bless you. Thanks for being such a great patriot. You are so welcome here anytime, and our best to everybody at the White House, Hogan.
You too. Thanks so much, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Hogan Gidley. There's a fine young man. Fired up. And he is. I'll tell you what. He's the national press secretary for Donald J. Trump for president. And again, objectively speaking, just a good kid. And you know what? You can't argue with him. He's speaking the truth. Joe on the radio. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Debbie Duhame's out there. Happy Friday. Happy weekend, Debbie. How we doing traffic-wise, dare I ask?
Have a fabulous weekend, Joe. Well, we've got a couple of problems out here for you. Jackie Robinson westbound getting into Cypress Hill Street construction. It's busy there. Busy westbound BQE getting down toward the Williamsburg Bridge. Watch for delays. Eastbound BQE up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Sawmill north at Ashford Ave in Dobbs Ferry. A collision over there. And 78 west out by 287. It's an accident in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about JLD Tax. You know, I am such a patriot. I love this country so much. But when it comes to the IRS, not so much. Not so much. And look, if you work for the IRS, I remember we used to have a family friend. And he worked, and we said, oh, what does your dad do? He works for the IRS. I went, oh, really? But he was a nice guy. But still, they work for the IRS. They can't help it. They're just of the ilk where they're just going to take your money where you're wrong. And if you're wrong, they could take your house. You know what they could do to you at the IRS? You got to protect yourself. And then if you try to plead your case to an IRS agent and they're going to seem so innocent, nah. It's like talking to, it's like Shark Week. Forget, they're going to be all over you, right? So you got to go to JLD Tax Resolution. JLD Tax, they're locally. You're not going to ship out all your information to California or to Idaho. They're right here, all your personal information. And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And they have the zero complaint history. Have you ever heard about that? Zero complaints. Now, I'll tell you what, I've been blown away by the recent results, the individual cases that I hear, that how JLD Tax is protecting you from IRS bank levies and wage garnishments could ruin your life, all right? So if you got a problem, please don't be embarrassed, because all of us have had to deal with this monolith that is the IRS, all right? And you can't do it. You've got to call JLD Tax, 201-479-2572. You mentioned Jersey Joe, mentioned Piscopo, and the first 10 callers will get a free IRS transfer transcript, investigation, and analysis with a licensed enrolled agent. That's a $1,500 value, and that is for free, okay? 201-479-2572. You know, JLD, when I tell you about these things, I appreciate your patriotism. I appreciate your commitment to the United States of America. I appreciate the great citizen that you are. The IRS is going to miss that. JLD will be right on it for you. 201-479-2572 or visit, please, 201tax.com.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled across the globe in search of patterns of evidence to support some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now, with the Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews some of the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. Is there evidence of how and where the host of Israelites could have traveled as recorded in the Bible? Is there evidence of the Egyptian army's demise in the Red Sea? If you've seen the first part of this investigation of the Red Sea Miracle, you won't want to miss the continuation. The results of his pursuits are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, the Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code MOVIE for 20% off. That's salemnow.com. Promo code MOVIE, M-O-V-I-E, for 20% off.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's, look, at 5 minutes away from Mike Gallagher already coming through this Friday. That was fast, you know. Love having you with us, and love telling you how I can get you out of pain. You go to Relief Factor, okay? Before we get out of here, can I tell you about my friends, about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor? And you want to take them up on their offer, please? That three-week quick start that I keep telling you about, discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free. And by the way, about 70% of those who buy the three-week quick start go on to order more. You get out of pain. And you know what? Everybody in your life is happier, too. Now, we want you to go there. Go to relieffactor.com, or you could call 800-500-8384, and you get this three-week quick start, like I did, like Al's doing. We're all doing this, Debbie as well. And it helped me, not in 3 weeks, it helped me in 5 days, I'm telling you something. But we want to hear from you. You can call 212-656-9700, 212-656-9700. Tell us about your story. And we will record it with your permission. We'll put it on the air. And by the way, you could write us too. You could click on the banner, am970theanswer.com, and we just might share your story on the show. We want everybody to get out of pain. And you got to try the three-week quick start from Relief Factor, only $19.95. It's 800-500-8384. Or please remember, relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks so much. Hey, Joey Sebilia, great show. I know how hard you're working, my young friend, and you're doing just a great, great job.
Well, thank you.
Are you having a date this weekend? Can I go there? Can I go there?
Well, I did get an invitation for virtual speed dating.
Where is that? For real?
Well, no, that's for Philadelphia. I got to sign up for the New York newsletter.
Oh, for speed dating. We'll get to that on Monday if
great.
We can, Joe. All
excellent.
Right. All right. And thanks. Great job. And sorry
thank
about
you.
That interview yesterday, but you did
it's
find
fine.
Me Lysol.
Water
Lysol for $6.99. It was well worth
good
it.
Good deal.
And Al, great. Al, love you, and thank you always for being there for us. And Debbie, we love you as well. Hey, and we love you for listening. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher's coming up. But do me a favor, would you please, because you're a great patriot. I say God bless you. I say God bless America. We are from the greatest country on planet Earth. And in the name of God, we will get through this. We just got to be vigilant, and we got to be on top of everything and understand everything and see through the crazy false narrative that they spew upon us every day. We will fight through that, and we will do the right thing and remain America as the greatest country on planet Earth. Now make it the best weekend ever, because you deserve it.